Jesus and Mary,
we celebrate today the Feast of the Seven Joys of Our Lady, an ancient tradition in the Church, but especially in the Franciscan Order, so much so that we commemorate the Seven Joys of Our Lady on the Crown of the Seven Joys, or more commonly known as simply the Franciscan Crown. How did this devotion developed? Well, a Franciscan friar, an Irish historian, Friar Luke Wadding, who was living in Rome and wrote a history of the Franciscans from the beginnings all the way up until the 17th century, Friar Luke Wadding died in 1657, tells us of the origin of the Franciscan crown in the following way. In 1422, in the Friary of Chesi in Italy, in Umbria, a friar novice by the name of James of Corone da Portaria, a little Italian town near Terni, was making his year of novitiate. As a young boy, this friar had a beautiful devotion to Our Lady. He used to offer her every day a crown of flowers. Once he became a religious, he could not do this anymore for many reasons. Well, you know, as a friar, he couldn't get fresh flowers every day, perhaps. Sometimes, you know, he would get assignments that would keep him away from the friary and from the practice of his usual devotions. Sometimes, you know, superiors would give him other tasks to perform. And all in all, he wouldn't be able to do this every day. So he was tempted to leave the Franciscan order, to go back into the world to be able to practice this devotion. But since obedience is better than sacrifice, Our Lady appeared to Friar James in the friary church one day, telling him to offer her instead a crown of prayers and not to leave the novitiate, but to persevere, offering her every day instead 7 decades of Hail Marys while meditating on her 7 joys. So this friar, novice, James, began this devotion and persevered in his vocation. And one day his novice master, the superior of the novices, saw him praying this crown in the church, while an angel weaved a crown of roses, placing a lily of gold between each of the 10 roses. The novice master was obviously intrigued by what was going on in the church and asked him, when he had finished praying, asked the novice what this vision meant. After hearing the explanation, the story of the apparition of Our Lady, of her introducing him to this new devotion, the word got out, and the devotion to the 7 joys of Our Lady and the Franciscan crown spread in the Franciscan family, especially in the 15th century, right after the apparitions. It was St. Bernardine of Siena, St. John Capistran, that propagated this devotion by starting to wear the Franciscan crown on their cords. We Franciscans of the Immaculate today still wear not the rosary of 5 decades on our cords, not the rosary of 15 decades, but the Franciscan crown of 7 decades, or you could say 7 septuplets since 2008. What happened in 2008? Well, the most recent development in the history of this devotion, the Apostolic Penitentiary, at the request of the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, renewed the indulgence attached to the Franciscan crown. It used to be one of the most indulgenced rosaries in existence. Then those indulgences, we can say, expired, went out of use, until the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate in 2008 asked for a renewal of those indulgences. So the Holy See granted these indulgences to the Franciscan crown anew, renewed them, and at the same time gave the Franciscan crown its present form. 7 mysteries of 1 Father, 7 Hail Marys, and 1 Glory Be each, with the invocation, "Cause of our joy, pray for us." And now, all of the faithful, under the usual conditions of sacramental confession, Holy Communion, prayers according to the intentions of the Holy Father, and of course complete detachment from sin, can gain a plenary indulgence if they prayed the Franciscan crown in churches or oratories of the Franciscans of the Immaculate, Our Lady's chapel being one of them. So today, while thanking Our Lady for this gift, this devotion to her 7 joys of the Franciscan crown, which she gave us, we should remember that she wants us to be a cause of joy to her. She is the cause of our joy, but she wants us to be a cause of her joy as well. How? By participating in those joys of hers. How do we do this? St. Thomas Aquinas gives us a good explanation. He says that the passion of joy, the spiritual passion of joy, which we experience, has two dimensions. One, the more excellent, is proper to charity, he explains. With this joy, we rejoice in the divine good considered in itself. This joy of charity is incompatible with any admixture of sorrow. God in himself is a cause of pure joy for us and for Our Lady. But there is another dimension to joy. The other is the joy of charity, whereby we rejoice in the divine good as participated by us. And here problems arise. This participation can be hindered by anything contrary to it. Wherefore, in this respect, the joy of charity is compatible with an admixture of sorrow, insofar as a man grieves for that which hinders the participation of the divine good, either in us or in our neighbor, whom we love as ourselves. The joy of charity, insofar as this joy, this charity, this divine good is participated by us, is compatible with an admixture of sorrow, insofar as that participation is hindered by us. So Our Lady, who loves us with pure, perfect Christian charity, who loves us as herself, as her children, has an admixture, we can say, of sorrow in her joy when she sees us not fully participating in her joys, in union with Jesus, who's the cause of all of her joy, either by our sins, big or small, by our imperfections, by our negligences, by our indifferences, by our lukewarmness, especially if it is us religious who are lukewarm, negligent, who are indifferent to Our Lady's pleading, to Our Lady's invitation to participate in her joys. So let us ask Our Lady today to be for her a cause of her joy. How? By always trying to have that same union with our Lord that she had, and by always rejecting anything that is contrary to it, anything that hinders that union with us, anything that causes sorrow in ourselves, and for that reason in Our Lady and in our Lord. May Our Lady help us to do this on this feast of her seven joys. Let us ask her by invoking her, cause of our joy, pray for us. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.